Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. I'm sorry it has been so long since I have done this. I was really busy, I forgot about it. I was playing with my friends across the street, like, I was busy writing about this. But today is finally the day, and we are going to be talking about the Torts Baseball Park. In the podcast, A Healthy Lifestyle. And if you like this, make sure you follow. You don't have to. I'm not demanding you. I'm not demanding you. Okay, we are going to be talking about several topics today. And the first one is just about the ballpark and, yeah. So the ballpark, pretty simple, it's a baseball field. All the baseball players are my friends. It's a really old baseball park, and in fact, Babe Ruth actually played there, and that's actually what made that a legendary park. It has a pitching machine, it has this place where you can play and play catch, and we're gonna talk about that in a couple seconds. Couple minutes, not seconds, minutes. So yeah, it's just a really good ballpark, and last year we actually sat, we had season ticket holders,
I just forgot.
And we were sitting on the first base side. On the first row, seats 1, 2, and 3. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that later also. So, yeah, on to the second topic. Season tickets last year and where we sat. So, the season tickets last year, I just talked to you about that. You know, first row, seats 1, 2, 3. And every time that I wanted to get a ball before the game and the tourists were warming up, I was like, Paco, you got a ball? And yeah, he knew I was a ball hawker. He knew I had over a billion baseballs. So sometimes he tricked me and sometimes he didn't. And one time on one of his tricks, he actually pulled out a baseball and he pretended to throw it to me, and I was like, "Ah, oh, come on!" And then on one of the one of his other tricks, I yelled Paco, and I raised my glove up, and I know that he knew what I was trying to get, a baseball. And I raised my glove up because I wanted a baseball, and he just waved his hands because, you know, some people trick you. Yeah. It was a really nice place. And this year, we keep sitting on the third base side. This year we're sitting on the third base side. We're meeting all the new players, we're meeting the Fireflies, a lot of other teams, the River Dogs, and in fact, the River Dogs, we went to Charleston, and the River Dogs Stadium is in Charleston, and their name is the Charleston River Dogs, and Bill Murray is the owner of the River Dogs, and we walked around Charleston, and we saw his house. It looked old, but it was this huge mansion. It was big and blue, and, you know, yeah. So, yeah. And our third topic for today is the pitching machine. We talked about that already, but I haven't told the whole story. So I'm pretty much just gonna explain it. I'm just gonna explain like what you do and how you do it. So, you know, if you're good at baseball and you even know what baseball is, no offense to people who don't know what baseball is. I'm not calling you dumb. It's like it's where you throw two pitches, let's say 38 miles per hour or 46 miles per hour. And on the third one, you guess your pitch, and if you do that, you win like a water bottle or a free Fun Depot card or something like that. Yeah, and let's say if and that's if you do guess it right, and if you don't guess it right, then you just win nothing. That's actually that's really fun. Sometimes I bring like $3 from my wallet, one like $2 or $3 from my wallet, and I have to pay for it. I gotta pay with my money, 'cause yeah. And now I'd say I did it a couple times. I did $3 and then $2. Yeah, I like go there. I go there like every game that I have money, 'cause I mean, of course, why'd I bring money for no reason? I mean, come on. And well, besides getting ice cream and food and stuff, I mean, yeah. So, fourth topic for today is the pavilion. That is a I wouldn't call it a kid zone, but I would call it like a half kid zone. But add the pitching to it's kind of like a kid zone. But just a pavilion, it's like I mean, you do get to play catch. You get to pitch, 'cause there's like there at the very end of it, at the opposing team's bullpen, there's like this big tent with all of these benches. And like there's this big wide open space, and you can throw it to the oh sorry. And you can throw it to the wall. And it's really fun. Like last game on Sunday, usually on last game that we went to on Sunday, there's two people and they were watching me, like two people and a kid, and they were like, "Oh, strike, yeah, oh, strike." And yeah, that place is just really fun. And our fifth is usually where we sit this year. I already told you this, but I didn't tell you the whole story. Okay. So you sometimes we sit on the first or second row, you know. Usually we sit there, and it's way closer to go to the pavilion. The pavilion is on the third base side. And last year when I had to sit on the pavilion, I mean, no, the first base side, I had to walk like a mile, literally, like seriously a mile. It was so long. I had to walk a ways to get to the pavilion. So much people I had to stop, 'cause I mean, you know, Legendary Park. And yeah. We sit on the third base side. It's way easier to get there. Every time when the sign's down, I'm just like, "Hey, it's open." Just walk up the steps, go to the pavilion, and boom, it's done. I don't have to walk like 52 billion quadrillion infinity Google miles. By the way, Google is the largest number on Earth. Yeah. Off track. Sorry. Off track. And yes, we have two more topics, and that will be it for for today's video. Oh, and just a quick thing. I have a new notebook. That's why these episodes are longer. I make this topic that I'm going to talk about, and I do all of the stuff that I'm going to talk about in it. And I have 7 of them. And yeah. So now we will be talking about every Sunday baseball game. So every Sunday baseball game, it's a day game, because all of the kids get to run around the bases. It's at the very end of the game. We line up on like one of the steps, and when we go to run the bases, like, we have to walk a certain way. We start at home plate. Like, they have these fences, like, they have these, like, fake tape things. And we walk, we run to first, second, third, and then home. And then, the really funny part, well, not funny part, but, like, you know, the fun part. When you're done running on the bases, you get to go to the tourist's dugout, and you actually get to, the players sign stuff. Last time they signed my baseball that I got, and it filled up the whole entire baseball. And I'm like, Dad, we have to get a case for this, because, like, I feel like I'm legendary. That looks old, that looks famous, and I want it to be secure. So, yeah. And one time, this is a really funny part. One time, the players signed my whole entire arm, and my mom was so mad at me, and I was like, I don't know what I was like, but what I was like. But yeah, that they signed my whole entire arm. And we had to take a bath, and it didn't go out so well. We had to clean my arm pretty darn hard. So yeah, and now for the last topic is, I saved it for last, cause last means best. It is, drumroll please, it is, the ice cream. Best thing on earth. Sorry, I literally just had to pause it because my dad was like, oh my god, there's a hornet nest, and I'm like, oh my god, no, I can't do it, no. yeah, there's like a huge hornet nest, like, under the deck, and I'm just like, oh my, there was like a million hornets. So anyway, yeah, we are going to be talking about the ice cream, there. Last year we just did plain ice cream, we did vanilla, and now two years ago, we did a twist, which is chocolate, which is vanilla and chocolate, and with sprinkles. That's all we did, and this year, we tried all of the ingredients but Nerds and the cherry, I think. And I did not like the butter thing, so I took that off. And now, this year, the ice cream that I eat, it is so good. If you were me, you would be the happiest kid of your life. Like, that, it tastes so good. It literally, it's like, oh, I can't even stand how, I'm just like, oh, like every time, just first bite, boom, I am so, it just tastes so good. And that will be the end of today's video. Oh my gosh, podcast, episode, or podcast. not video, because I have a YouTube channel. Go check it out. It is called Vocal Mama Tan. And yeah, y'all. So make sure if you like this, well, once again, if you like this whole entire podcast, make sure if you want to, I'm not demanding you. Again, I am not demanding you. Okay. You have that? You got that? Okay, sounds really good. Okay. So if you like it, if you like my podcast, and if you like my podcast, Healthy Life, A Healthy Lifestyle, then, you know, I mean, you don't have to do it. I mean, maybe you can follow me. Because, like, right now, I have 0 followers. I am such a noob at this right now. Anyway, yeah. So, bye-bye.